So let's welcome Hujjatul Islam wal Muslimin, Maulana Shamshad Haider from Texas. Please welcome him with a loud salawat. I would like to invite him for his speech.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. Ya Hussein.
Labbaik ya Hussein.
Labbaik ya Hussein.
Labbaik ya Hussein.
We are Shia Muslims from Pakistan, most of us, and from our childhood we were hearing we heard when we were small that Pakistan was built as a homeland for Muslims. It was not made a homeland for Wahhabis or for Sunnis only or for any other group. For Muslims. Any state has to take care of its citizens by doing three things. First, provide justice. Keep people in their right places. People who are deserving for positions, they should be in their right places. Second, they should fight foreign aggression, not allow foreigners to invade the country, to trample upon the people's rights. Three, to stop division inside. Stop groups who deviate from the vision of the country, who let the country go down because of their false ideas. The government of Pakistan has failed in all three accounts. Pakistani government has not provided justice inside, and has not been able to prevent aggression from outside, and has allowed groups who have distorted the image of Islam and promoted extremism and killed people in cold blood to go unpunished. Nara Haidari. We are here to protest. We are not here to request. We are here to be heard. We want to pressure Pakistani government and all those behind the Pakistani government who are promoting this genocide of Shia Muslims in Pakistan. Pakistan is a country made for Islam. And Islam is a common theme in the minds of all Pakistanis. It is these groups who have been trying for last few decades to distort that common message and to discriminate against one group of Muslims. Shia Muslims played a very prominent role in the creation of Pakistan. The founder of Pakistan Jinnah, who led the movement, the visionary of Pakistan Iqbal, and many of the founding fathers of Pakistan were Shia Muslims. Many of the intellectuals, poets, scholars, intellectuals of other fields, and politicians have played enormous role in the growth of Pakistan. Pakistan has not become independent. We celebrate independence every year, but this country has not become independent. It is under the influence of foreign masters. It is under the influence of foreign money. It is under the influence of drug money inside. Those who buy the politicians, those who sell their ideas from the media, those who don't let coverage of heinous crimes be given on the television. Wouldn't you expect, if you were living in Gilgit area, that if your brother was killed, at least the news should come on the TV or in the newspaper? At least you would have the freedom to go and protest, to make a few phone calls and let people know what happened to your family. Wouldn't you expect that people could come and see what happened in your neighborhood? In Pakistan, this is not possible anymore. It has become a country where in some areas they are calling Shia Muslims as kafirs and they want to charge jizya for living in this country. What kind of a heinous government do we have? What kind of a brutal, inhuman and government that has no connection with the vision of Pakistan, with the ideology of Islam, with the aspirations of their people. We demand, and we have demands that go to the core of the issue, that people who are committing these crimes against Shia Muslims, they be identified and brought to justice. Groups who are funding terrorism, groups who are organizing training camps, and all those in the government or elsewhere in agencies who are behind killings of Shia Muslims in Pakistan must be identified, brought in the eyes of public and punished. Nare!
عجل فرجهم
تكبير الله اكبر
رساله
يا رسول الله
هايدري
يا علي.
Shia Muslims of Pakistan around the world have one voice. Most of the Islamic centers outside Pakistan, our Pakistani Shias, the Shia centers, alhamdulillah, Pakistani Shias are playing a very active role. We have a presence in American society. We have a presence in Europe. We have a presence in Canada. We have a presence elsewhere. This issue has broken our hearts and made us resentful and angry. We are here to bring this to the limelight, to attract the attention of the media, and to let the rulers of Pakistan, the corrupt rulers of Pakistan, know that Shia Muslims will not tolerate aggression against innocent civilians of Pakistan. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Muslim Congress has put together this event in collaboration with all other Islamic centers and organizations in United States. We are in a way happy to see you all here, but it is a troubling event. It's a time where our hearts are full of pain. We have gathered on a short notice to stand up for our rights. Brothers and sisters, all have come from long distances. Many have come from far away, Texas and other places. Why? Because they are representing their communities. They are not here as individuals. We are representing hundreds of thousands of Shia Muslims of this country. And if this thing goes any further, we can gather far bigger crowds and we can approach the United Nations and approach every single media and agency and human rights organization around the world to bring up this cause and to highlight this cause so that the people of the world know what Pakistani government and what these so-called Wahhabi mullahs and their supporters are doing.
Nare takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Risalat!
Ya Rasulullah!
Nare Hadri!
Ya Ali!
Awaze buland salawat!
Allahumma salli ala
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, wonderful speech, MashaAllah.